I'm gonna do a smash hit rock song for all of you sitting in the audience watching the show at the Ludlow, which is called Fuck With Me and Find Out. You think you can get away with murder? You don't know who you're fooling with. I'm going to shoot you with my BB gun. Fuck with me and find out. 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 Fuck with me. The shit. Keep on talking shit to me and I will bust you in your chops. Plus I'm going to knock your block off.
Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out.
A stick and hit me upside the head once and in the back six times. He also beamed me in the back with his BB gun.
Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out. Fuck with me and find out.
Rock Over London, Rock Out Chicago. The only one only was it was.
Rock and Roll Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and now the Sears Tower is now named the Willis Tower.
Of course it's after him, we know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely named after Wesley Willis. There's no doubt. No argument there.
There's a cheap keyboard you can play all the way at the top of it.
Yeah. The Casio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm DJ Doug.
I'm DJ Little His Muppet.
Listening to Beyond All Limits here on Radio Valencia.
In the Mission District.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful Mission District. It's been lovely few days.
It's kind of nice. It's winter, summer.
We're in the false teaser spring right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get that little, false hope, and then I think it's supposed to get crappy again. But yeah,
I just saw footage of where I grew up, and it's like frozen, snowy, and nasty.
Yeah, it's a nice reprieve from the rain we've had. And as you know, when you check the weather on your phone, you can scroll and it'll tell you other cities. Like I accidentally scrolled the other day, and it showed me the weather in New York, and it's
it's nasty
it's
right now.
It's 2 degrees at night. I'm just like, my spoiled ass Californian self can't even fathom being in 2 degree weather.
They're having nasty storm.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever been in weather that cold. I did live in Chicago for a year, and the coldest it got, when I was there, it did. I remember it was in the teens, during the day. So maybe it did get that cold at night. But I mean, this was over 20 years ago. So I probably blocked it out. But I remember being absolutely miserable with how cold it was. Oh, yeah. But also being a California girl, I didn't know how to properly dress.
And I'd be prepared.
I did not have proper layers. Attire. I was just like, I just bought some mittens that were just knit. And, the wind and cold just cuts right through them. So
you need wool mittens for you.
Yeah, or the leather.
Yeah,
you know,
leather's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I always wear those leather OJ gloves in the winter on the East Coast.
Were they too small?
In court they'd be too small. That's for sure.
Yeah, I've since learned how to dress more appropriately for the weather, but I spent a miserable, very rookie winter in Chicago, not knowing what the hell I was doing or what to wear.
Yeah, my dad would wear
both in life and with the weather.
My dad would wear suits to work, right? But then the winter he'd have those big overcoats you wear over a suit,
right?
But he always did the leather gloves,
right?
Because he's a businessman and he had new ones every year, so they look all crisp and clean,
right?
So I would just take his old ones and beat the shit out of them. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
pardon me. All right, we were just listening to "Fuck with Me and Find Out." The Wesley Willis from Rush Hour, alternative tentacles release.
From Chicago, in case you are not familiar with the late, great Wesley Willis.
Yes.
Just all around Chicago chucklehead who was quote-unquote discovered by Jello.
Wow.
And you can't see me doing the air quotes here, but
he was given wider distribution.
Yeah. And that's that's a more apt way of putting it.
Yeah, who knows? I might have found out about him. Probably would have, but
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I definitely found out about him just through being a Dead Kennedys and Jello alternative tentacles fan. Yeah. So
he's
that's
a freak.
That's how he God, was I still in high school when I got into
I learned about him right when I moved here.
Yeah.
So I lived in 2000 and learned about him.
Yeah, maybe I had a little bit more of the leg up just growing up here and alternative tentacles being here. But fascinating guy.
Oh, yeah. Freak.
Awesomely fun, terrible music.
Yes.
Yeah, but
a true artist to the bone.
Yeah.
He never compromised.
Yeah, absolutely.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
And he liked McDonald's. All right. Carried Away, Television. Oh, you also liked McDonald's.
Who?
Another homeless musician from New York.
Richard Howell?
Closer. Oh, no. Another crazy homeless person.
Moondog?
Yeah, there you go. Moondog.
Really? Oh, I didn't know he liked McDonald's.
Yes. There was an article in the Times a few years ago. The guy does all the soundtracks. The doodly doodly doodly,
Philip Glass?
Philip Glass, before he blew up, was friends with Moondog and let him live in his apartment for a year.
I
heard the worst part was he's slob. He left McDonald's wrappers all over the apartment.
Because he was just kind of this homeless hoarder dude that just he just didn't get it. So he just Like, he was like, what? Why would anyone need furniture?
Early 80s Philip Glass's roommate.
He was swirling chaos. Yes, and some people think he was a genius. Some people think he was just crazy. I think maybe the two don't need to be mutually exclusive.
So Lizzie Willis and him.
Yeah, exactly.
Daniel Johnston, all these guys. I wonder if Lizzie Willis and Daniel Johnston ever toured together. I feel like they were both the same era.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Question for another day.
Right.
Carried Away by Television from Adventure. Adventure.
Yeah, it's really a great... it was playing. We were saying Television Marquee Moon album gets all the love. And, I mean, it's an amazing album. Don't get me wrong. I love that album. But I just feel like Adventure is like... so slept on, and it's a great album too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't play Foxhole, but Foxhole is also a great album.
I picked that one, sorry.
Don't apologize. I feel like it's kind of nice. I feel like Foxhole's my go-to, so it's nice to put on something different.
It's got kind of like a Green Asbury Park vibe to it.
Yeah, it's song. A good one.
Sheepskin City from Terry Gross, Huge Improvement record.
Yeah.
Has Sheepskin City on the back cover, the front cover, one of them. Blood One Bikini Kill from Pussy Whipped.
Yeah. Terry Gross, I don't know, they're just one of my favorite local bands. Yeah. They're great. Saw them live, I guess it was a couple months ago now.
Something like that, yeah.
And I just finally bought the album because, I don't know, for some stupid reason, I didn't own it. And I've been listening to it a lot. I've been reaching for it frequently. Mm. It's a great one. And yeah, Bikini Kill, Pussy Whipped. I mean, just such a iconic female punk, kill rock stars band. Yeah. And oh my God, what's her name? Was it Kathleen? She's the singer of Bikini Kill and also of La Tigra. And she came out with her autobiography, I believe just last year. And it was a good read. She's a very cool lady.
Cool.
So, yeah. Bikini Kill, awesome. Very coming of age album for me. And really cool to see like the whole Kill Rockstars label and just a lot of just punk ladies in the scene. Finally,
I agree. Still need more of that. Jerry's Song by Frightwig. Speaking of punk ladies.
Yeah, we did a little Baboon. Double feature there because that's Frightwig's one of the OG lady punk bands, and been doing it in SF for God long time. And still going, still playing shows. Yeah, yeah, they rock. They're super, super awesome folks. And they have some stuff in the Punk Museum in Las Vegas if you ever go there. So that's pretty cool. It's because it's all the Punk Museum's all organized by cities regions.
Yeah.
And it was nice to see that the Bay Area punk section wasn't just Dead Kennedys and Green Day.
Yeah,
it's really cool to see bands like Frightwig and Flipper. And
Wesley Willis was also mentioned.
Like I said, it was and they're still new and kind of evolving, but that was I think we were all pleasantly surprised with
it's pretty good.
With what they're doing over there. But anyway,
most surprised by the price of the ticket.
Oh my god, that was bananas. I think it was like $50.
I think it was $40.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I mean, that's like the price to get into like the MoMA, but it's not the MoMA.
and
there's a lot more overhead at the MoMA.
Yeah, and because you work in a museum, a lot of times you can flash the badge and at least get a discount. And we got no love there, man.
I was a little insulted because they said veteran discounts and senior discounts. And I said, dude, it's not very punk rock.
That's not very punk rock.
To get a veteran discount. I did kind of say that. I couldn't help myself. And the guy kind of overlooked it. He pretended he didn't hear me say it.
Yeah, well, that was, Nevada. Probably better for him to not engage with you. But
I just thought it's very unpunk rock to support war.
I'm not disagreeing.
Nothing wrong with being a veteran, but I don't think you get a discount at a museum. All right.
Or at a punk rock museum.
You chose to be veteran. It's like you get, if you get drafted.
But dude, it's not like 1971, I know.
Nobody who's drafted in Vietnam is probably going to the Punk Rock Museum.
Unless they're going with like their dipshit kids that are like our age in their 40s.
Yeah, good point. All right, anyway, too judgmental. Before the Frightwig was So Greedy by 999 from Concrete. I'm not familiar with that band.
999. They're, yeah, that was a little bit of a wild card. It's just a newer album I wanted to play, but they're, early British Oi, you know, kind of like The Business, Cox Bar, Sham 69, in that vein, yep. Stiff Little Fingers, but, I love early British Oi, and like I said, that was just a newer album, so, just thought I'd throw it into the mix.
Yeah,
but, you know,
good.
Early punk, it's, you know, it's a kind of under that umbrella, but, it's a fun one.
Let's see, what the hell was before that? Dead Kennedys, Moon Over Marin.
Yeah.
Plastic Surgery Disasters is the record.
Yeah, that's, I think that album and God We Trust Incorporated, those are definitely my two favorite Dead Kennedys albums, and I just love that riff and Moon Over Marin. It's just so, so good, and it has this really, like, catchy, kind of almost like pretty sound to it, but then the lyrics are like, I squish dead fish between my toes.
Yeah, the guitar is very clean on that one. It's very pop, not poppy, just melodic.
Yeah,
very melodic.
Yeah, it's, it's I don't know. That was, ever since I was a teenager, that was one of my favorite Dead Kennedys songs, and still definitely have a soft spot and nostalgia, but it's a great song.
And let's see, we started off that set with The Damned from Black Album doing Drinking About My Baby.
Yeah, and I actually, I just got that album, and I don't know anything about the Damned Black Album. I'm not sure when that one came out. I'm most familiar with Damn Damn Damned and Machine Gun Etiquette. I love those Damned albums.
Yeah.
They're later ones that are kind of more gothy, I know a lot of people love those ones. They're just not, you know, I like their... I like their stuff that's a little more punky, but
they definitely swayed more from punk into goth.
Yeah. And like I said, rock. There's, you know, I'm not being a hater. I'm just, you know, that's okay. Yeah. Like I said, I love Damn 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 and Machine Gun Etiquette. I love those albums, but this one I just saw it and I was like, it was really cheap, so I was like, well, you know, why not? But I need to do more research on it, because I was like, I don't feel like I'm familiar with this one at all. So that was like a band I love, but album I'm not familiar with. So that was, it's fun when it's a band you like, but you're like, oh, there's a whole other layer here I haven't gotten into. So that's kind of exciting for me.
Oh, of course. All right, let's get back to some music. We got only 17 minutes left.
All right, we'll probably not talk again. I brought some kind of a tiki lounge stuff, and then some kind of doo-wop lowrider oldies kind of stuff. I got a new Sam Cooke album that I'm excited about. That's some of his some of his kind of deeper cuts, so I just kind of brought some other things that I like to kind of go with that. So so we're gonna end the night with some kind of classic car lowrider oldies and tiki stuff.
Cool.
So
sounds good.
Enjoy. And, see y'all next week.
Next week. All right.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
a twist. But you ain't dug nothing until you dig this. The wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, 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 wiggle, waggle, whoop. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, wiggle. Let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, wiggle, waggle, whoop. And now shake like a snake. I'll rock one like a one. I'll rock real like an eel. Wiggle ball, let's wiggle, wow. The wiggle, waggle, wiggle, 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 waggle, woo.
Just keeps rolling along. He don't plan to tell you. dancing. There's some